Check, 2, 3, 4. That looks good. Do a little check, check for me, okay?
Check, 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 check.
That
check
looks
it, check
good.
It out.
Let's see whether the streaming is, make sure that we're, everything is working. Okay,
check,
yeah,
check,
we're good.
Check, it bounced. Check,
okay.
The check bounced. The check
all right,
bounced.
The check bounced. And
hey, everybody, good morning and welcome. It's November 1st. Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case. It is almost 6:25 a.m. in the morning on a Wednesday, the day after Hallow's Eve.
Hey, guess who did the best Halloween trick yesterday?
I have no idea.
The Jefferson County Commission, headed by three complete fools,
yes,
has decided to, they're going to ban all further discussion of removing the plaque honoring all the Confederates that attempted to maintain slavery in the United States.
Well, that's
on the Jefferson County Courthouse.
You know, I
think Lincoln made a mistake. You know, when he had to deal, when Grant made the deal with General Lee. You know, part of it was is that they would not hang all the Confederate generals on the road from Washington to Richmond.
Yep.
Which was what, you know, most of the country wanted.
Yep.
Okay, I think that might have been a mistake. Not that Lincoln made any mistakes, but he might have made one there.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
I think we need to...
Yes, and I understand that General Chief of Staff and former General John P. Kelly has admitted that he probably should go back to taking some history classes at night. So that'll be good.
Yeah, well, you know, there was this old thing. Well, General Lee was an honorable man. You know, what was the honorable part of it?
Yes.
Please, explain that to me. What was the honorable part of it?
You have nothing, sir.
I chose
nothing.
My state. I chose
good
my slave
day,
state. The captain of the Confederacy. I chose the citadel of slavery as out of honor. I owed it to my state rather than my country. And my, you know.
Well, recently the president and the first lady were seen outside the White House handing out candy to children, and the president still insists that the candy was not fun size. Okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
That was too easy. I don't know if you know this, John, but apparently, former, I guess, foreign relations advisor to the campaign, to the Trump campaign, George Papadopoulos, was recently, I have no idea how this happened, but apparently he's going to be singing the national anthem at an undisclosed sporting event. There is no word on whether or not General Michael Flynn will be joining him.
The national anthem. I did it! I did it! Oh, say,
can
you see?
I see?
I did it! I did it! Oh, say, can
these cuffs are too tight!
What's the Russian national anthem now?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't know if you've heard this. Department of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and former co-president of the Bank of Cyprus was seen renting a very large moving van.
Oh, really? Really?
What's these that? Are just jokes, John. These are just jokes.
I know.
Just stuff I was
keep
writing.
The cash.
I got up early and I started doing some writing.
Well, that's good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Wilbur Ross. He sounds like, I know, wasn't
former,
the,
former,
was it Mr. Former, Head?
Well, I call him the stand-in for Gollum, but,
wasn't he used to be Mr. Ed's owner or boss, Wilbur?
No, it's with, I think it's Wilbur. Maybe it's Wilbur, maybe it's Wilmer. I don't know.
Yeah, Wilbur. Yeah, Wilbur. He's the one that could talk to
Wilbur.
Mr. Ed.
Wilbur.
You, that's perfect.
Wilbur. Also, too, recently, former Vice President Dick Cheney was quoted as saying that he finds Jared Kushner creepy, and then he put his helmet on and stabbed someone with a lightsaber.
All right. Right. No, he just ate a small child.
Well, no, you have to stab them first.
Yes, that's right. I like my small children dead before I start nibbling, frankly. I'm a little more carrion than eagle here.
Well, a little less fidgeting and struggling when they're dead. All right.
So, right, when they're dead. They don't taste quite as good.
That's some of the offerings I have this morning. There'll be more.
Now, listen, a vampire, I'm told, likes the victim alive while they're sucking.
Yeah, well, that's a vampire. We don't know, you know, since former Vice President Dick Cheney and Darth Vader have never been seen in the same place at the same time.
Right.
Although, Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said she was looking forward to Halloween and how much candy she was going to get from underprivileged children. And she also said cash is good, too. So.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Amway, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to buy an Amway candy? Blessed by Jesus Christ.
Here's your downline.
Look, we painted an American flag on it. Don't worry about the lead in the paint. You know, that's all a bunch of fake news.
Fake news.
By the way, the extreme vetting in place permitted the latest terrorist to come right in and do his thing.
Yeah. Well, God bless the.
What about the extreme?
There, and I feel bad for the people in New York. It's a horrible thing, but certainly, what is the irony of it being a Home Depot truck is not lost on me. So, all right.
I missed that part. Why is Home Depot? Besides, they're just a bunch of run by a bunch of complete a holes. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is what I'm.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
That's where I'm headed.
You know, if I had our way, we wouldn't sell any wood to the gay people.
No, you can't buy it, Esquino. No flooring for you, Mr. Hobo.
What? I'm flipping a house. I'm making money for the area. I've hired a local
crowd. Yeah.
What?
We don't need any of that, you know.
Yes, and no cake for you.
That's right.
No cake for your wedding either.
Look, I mean, look, I have a homosexual plantation where I do the things that I like to do, but it's all private. Let's keep it, we don't have to be politically correct.
We'll let the market decide. I'm going to let the market decide. These market forces, Thank you for that commentary. Blah blah blah.
Hey, you know
that's our right wing economist on this program. Blah blah blah.
Oh boy.
His name is the economist. Blah blah blah.
It's not worth even talking about right wing economists.
No, it's not. No, it's not. They're just
whores. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know, and that's a bad thing because, you know, actual prostitution, you know, is a straightforward deal, right? Whereas
well,
this kind of
can,
stuff...
it can be what some have described as a, you know, it's the, what is it called, the old profession, the oldest profession?
Well, yeah, but in that case, it's the transaction is different than the one with these guys that I just used that word for,
certainly,
okay?
There was
it's a different
a
kind of
lot
transaction.
There was a lot of talk several years ago among a lot of folks who said that it should actually be legalized and regulated. And in some countries, it is. And the majority of the ladies that find themselves in that profession do not find themselves in that profession in those other countries for a very extended period of time. In many cases, it's 3 to 5 years.
Well, it's just
average.
But I'm speaking of something a little different, okay? I'm talking about, okay, you know, when you go buy sex in Las Vegas, okay, you know.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't buy sex in Las Vegas.
When somebody does, okay.
When someone purchases, makes a transaction.
Yeah, I mean, they buy, you know, I mean, they got, it's straightforward what they're, pretty much what they're going to get. Now, you know, performances, you know, might be plus or minus, you never know, right? Whatever.
Right.
But this is not what you're getting from this guy, Wilbur Ross or Trump or these guys. You know, what you're getting there, see, okay, is you think you're you know, being offered a cookie, and actually it's a 200-pound suppository.
Ooh! That's a switcheroo.
See, now, you know, a rush to excellent,
you know,
suppository.
Oddly enough, at the end of that, they can always say, oh, I did see that coming.
Yeah, but see, my point is a fraudulent, you know, I mean, when we use the term whore there, it's a fraudulent transaction.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
We should not offend prostitutes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a regular, you know, a transaction for sex.
Man or woman that chooses that profession, you know, God love them. It doesn't click into my, I guess, genetics, but I'm also not the morality police either, like some folks. They seem to be. You know, what's fascinating to
Let's
me
make
is,
it illegal. Let's make it
well,
illegal.
Yeah, the projection of certain people who you know. Oh well, you shouldn't be doing that.
Nobody will ever suspect me calling
it
illegal.
Well, tell me why somebody shouldn't be doing that. Tell me what your reasoning is. Are you a reasoned person, or is this just based on your faux Christianity?
No, this is
like
my
everything else.
Here's my analysis of that. Okay. My analysis of that is this, is that the reason why certain individuals make a big deal out of, you know, homosexuality is because they themselves have committed these acts, okay? And what they're trying to do is they're putting forward an act. Now, no one would ever suspect me of having sex with a goat after I condemned it.
Self-loathing.
Yes.
A really, really, really packaged deal of
right.
Self-loathing and self-hating and
right.
And also too, I can do it, but you can't.
And it's a cover. You know. And also, it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up for what they right. have done. Okay.
What they really feel.
Yeah, and what they're actually have we've seen in many cases, right? Of these guys, what they're really doing.
Yeah, but
okay?
I don't think we should go really that far into Vice President Pence. I really.
Really, you think so? Because I think there's an issue there.
I think the lady doth protest too much.
I think there's an issue there.
I guarantee you there's an issue there.
You know, I mean, I'd like to, you know, have a confidential, well, maybe not so confidential. I tell him it's confidential. I would lie to him and say, look, we're going to have a confidential interview, Mr. Pence. And, you know, I want you to, one way or another, I mean, I see you have all your fingernails there. We're going to try some new techniques. You know, we're going to get it all out of you, what happened at age 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and whatever that promoted all this. You know, we're going to find out. Well, we're not going to tell anybody. Ha, ha, ha. Then we're going to tell everybody. Because we want a full understanding of, you know, jackass right-wing morality, okay, which turns out to be its opposite. Except for the jackass part.
Like that one guy in the Midwest.
I have never been gay. I am not gay.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
The guy that was caught in the bathroom in the airport.
Oh, who was that? Was that the guy from Montana?
Yeah, it was like a Midwestern state or something.
No, it was Montana. And he was playing footsie in the next stall, right? That was...
Yeah. Every once in a while, I can hear your audio kind of break a little.
You can?
Just a little. It's not real.
Let me see what's happening to our...
it's a little bit of a... A little bit of a cell phone going in and out.
Check. Let me turn up my...
That's not... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Hold on. Let me turn off one thing. Hold on. I'm just making sure I don't have any feedback going. That's all. I could put my microphone a little closer. It's probably...
And watch your big, clumsy feet.
Yeah, because I've had a problem with that lately. It's been serious. I mean, I kill the internet with my toe. It's not... That's not good.
Your gigantic foot is hurting us, Mr. K.
I mean, it's really... it's a problem here. What happened to Adasa?
John's like, I am going to put my foot down.
Right. No, we seem to be okay as far as... You sound good. I've been moving my head away from the microphone a little bit because I've been...
Oh.
That's what's been going on, I think.
Yes. I need to keep my mouth.
We had a little issue with our little older doggie.
Oh, no. What happened?
No. She's good now. She's good. Okay. She had some kind of upper jowl infection of some sort.
Really? An upper jowl infection?
Yeah. Like in her teeth or something. Her jowl was really swollen.
Well, she shouldn't have chewed off the milkman's hand.
So she doesn't do stuff like that. It's a very sweet little doggy, and she's never had a real physical issue, and it really, you know, she doesn't cry in pain, and she was all afternoon just screeching and crying and scratching at her jowl, and you know, getting up, and she couldn't get comfortable, and she kept going to each bed and digging into each bed trying to figure out how to, you know, make herself less, you know, less pain. So I went ahead and grabbed, we gave her an aspirin, crushed up, and I went ahead and grabbed one of the old, rinsed it out, one of the old doggy toothbrushes, and went up there and scrubbed her teeth, and it seemed to work.
Okay.
Because shortly thereafter, we were going to take her yesterday morning to the vet.
You know, my mind is going to a different place while you're talking about this.
I know. I understand that. She's better now, and thank goodness. She's in great shape.
You know where my mind went?
What?
I was thinking about milkman jokes and how long it's been since I really heard a good one. And that led me to think about the 7-year itch. And where, was this Tom Ewell? Was that his name? Was playing with Marilyn Monroe, right? Or something like that.
This morning we go inside the mind of John Cage.
And anyway, there's a joke in there where he comes to her apartment door, you know. I mean, he's just, you know, bewitched by her, right? Comes to her apartment door, and she opens the door, and he can't figure out what to say. She says, well, he says, well, I'm not the milkman. And she says, well, I don't have any milk. You remember that line? Did you ever? Yes, Bill.
I don't. But, you know, this was before my time.
And it's a joke, right? From 1956, right, or whatever.
Right.
You know. No more need to be said.
Little pebbles of things stuck in our mind.
I know.
That
it's like,
I'll never know. I get it, man. I
I was over talking to Mr. Bill yesterday, you know, one of our, you know, supporters here on the radio.
How the hell is Mr. Bill?
He's listening, actually. You know, he listens every morning to our little
thing. Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Anyway, I was over there trying to explain to him, you know, what we were about a movie a movie scene, which I assumed anybody had seen, and he says, you know, I don't see all these movies, and I don't remember them. You know, you and Rooster, you remember every movie you ever watched. He went all ballistic on me about, well, why should I have to remember movies?
No one said you had to.
Well, you know, Bill gets all worked up occasionally, especially when he'd just done his laundry. He was all decked out.
I have seen that side of Mr. Bill.
Yeah, you know, he likes to get
not a side that you want to see.
The all dressed up and ready to go.
No, that side's perfect, but the angry side, the Hulk side.
Yeah, you know, where's my pistol? You know, right. Right.
I still,
what does he say instead of
I still want to try to talk to them and Bradley about doing a trying to do a show out there.
Well, you need to go. Well, they're getting ready to shut down pretty soon for the winter, you know. So
I know. I know that would be too difficult to do it.
Think about spring, you know, maybe. Yeah.
Well, it would be difficult, but it would also be fun.
Well, yes, it would. I think you should.
Fall,
yeah.
Winter, you know, freeze your ass off, but laugh your ass off. You know, the laughter will keep you warm, kind of thing.
You know, you might.
I mean, when Letterman, and even now, while Colbert is running that studio, the old Ed Sullivan Theater, it is still freezing cold in there. I went to that theater, and that theater is
really, huh?
To see Dave live, yeah, and it was.
Hey, big show like that, and they make you work in an inhospitable place like that. Jeez.
Well, no, they make it cold because laughter is better in a cold room. I can tell you that from my own. We had a situation where we had a packed house on the 4th of July weekend a long time ago, and the air conditioning went out in the club. And people were just, the laughs are like,
oh, yeah, right. You're so hot and uncomfortable.
And the comics were working like dogs, man. They were sweating. Everybody was just caked in sweat. The wait staff, the bartender, everybody was just,
Well, the lights alone would be a big issue, right? I mean, right? Aren't they?
Well, you're in the spotlight, yeah.
So you get
spotlight is still working, and so you get the double whammy because there's no air, so nothing's flowing, and you're in this room, in this bar room, and just stagnant air, hot air, and that's why cold works better. That's why everyone has always said comedy is a winter sport.
Huh. I didn't know. I wasn't aware. That's interesting. That's interesting to me. A winter sport.
The cooler it is, the easier the laughs flow.
Huh. Well, now there must be a limit to that. I mean, how much humor is there in Alaska?
There actually is.
On the tundra.
There's a couple of comedy areas, but Alaska is not what it once was.
Well, I mean, they've had some bad governors, among other things. I mean, they've had. I mean, it's the decay of politics is most evident when you see the fools. I mean, the complete, utter fools that get elected to office.
Yeah.
I mean, this in Jefferson County is a perfect example. We have three jackasses now on the Jefferson County Commission. They're just jackasses.
Where their Jefferson County Republican motto is, I'm an idiot and so am I.
I mean, really, you and I ought to, we should revisit that thing we had about going to the county commission meetings and just doing routines on that. We could probably sell on that, frankly. That would be fun to do after every one of their things, just take them apart,
Antagonize them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get a reaction. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Being antagonized. They can't. They like to come out and do their little meetings and run away.
Just laugh at them, though. There's no point in debate. Laugh at them. You just have to turn them into a. What is it, Jerry Brown's famous line? How to win a political argument in real life. He says, what's that? Make the alternative look absurd. He says, people don't understand, but once it actually looks stupid and crazy, they will walk away from it.
Yeah. You gotta pound and pound and pound.
Yes, you do. You do. You do,
And right now, I question the vehicle at which we pound and pound and pound.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the media is, playing a huge role here.
There's other forces that play that game. They play that game, and they standardize and normalize for ratings. You have a terrorist attack. That's what you're going to see on cable news for the next 48.
Hours. The Manhattan thing is now, and Trump gets to tweet all of his stupid empty threats.
Homeland Security. Oh wait, I don't have a Homeland Security.
I tell you, the one major consequence of Trump's presidency that is going to be increased terrorism.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They're going to come after him with everything they got, and he's not going to, and he's going to throw hot air and gaslighting at it.
Yeah, well, that's all he does is he just inflames everyone on every side of every issue because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. His whole thing is project. This is his entire career. This is who this guy is. Accuse him of something, he's going to turn right around. Use what you just said, throw it back at you tenfold. So you got a lot of candy-ass senators who, have jelly spines who don't want to say anything because they don't want to feel the tweet wrath.
He's going to call me a name.
Yeah, well...
He's going to call me one of his names, Silly Boy or something.
Little Marco.
Little Marco, yeah.
Little Marco. See, what he said about Corker, he just spelled it differently with D's instead of T's.
I thought it was an interesting remark yesterday that somebody in the Times, one of the op-eds, was saying that Trump campaigns and identifies himself as an entrepreneur, but actually he's a gangster. And I think that's, you know, that gets that part of it.
He's not even, you know, that's an insult to really good gangsters.
You know, the concept of the good gangster. There may be some holes in that concept.
I know. But what I'm saying is he espouses to be, or aspires to be, gangster-like. And I just don't think that's the way to run a country. That's all. You know, as you have said, as I have said, the concentrate. I mean, by the way, the Department of Interior Secretary has hired lawyers.
Good. Sure, he can afford to. I mean, that's the thing. I like the way Mueller went after the guys that haven't got enough money to pay for all the lawyers, and they're going to do the talking.
Well, that's Papadopoulos and Gates. And Gates is said to not really be worth much. I don't know whether that means Manafort and him are going to use, you know, Manafort's going to pay the same lawyer, or they're going to have different lawyers, or what the hell's going to go on there. But certainly, again, we have not heard the songbird, General Flynn. Because General Flynn wants to do anything to protect his son. So let's all keep that in mind. Papadopoulos has been singing since July. And there are number placements on this indictment, of which four have not been identified.
Ooh.
Keep that in mind, that all the way down the list, Papadopoulos was number six. You had Manafort and Gates as number one. You have two, three, four, and five.
So there's some slots there, either to be named in the future, or sealed at the moment, or what?
Yes, I mean they just nominated, waiting on confirmation, the White House scientist who's a big fat load, has never had any experience in science and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, crazy, overweight Wilford Brimley, who Papadopoulos supposedly reported to. Now, hold on a second. Let's also say this. You're telling me that this asshat, foreign relations advisor, first of all, you bragged about him and said he was an energy consultant, and that being POTUS now, bragged about having him on the team. And you're telling me he was a volunteer who could afford to pay for a trip to Russia? Kiss my ass.
Well, of course, no one believes it. It's all diversion. Yeah.
Sarah Huckleberry slanders.
Well, I mean, Sarah Huckleberry. I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game.
With her one eye.
I mean, they just get out.
Someone said there's a theory that each time she comes out, her eyelashes get longer. It's the Pinocchio effect.
I know.
As she talks, her eyelashes just keep growing.
I mean, the fact that here's a woman that takes a job to be, you know, the biggest flat-ass liar in the country, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
And she takes a job,
she could always say that.
And what does it say?
I read what they told me to do this.
What does it say about her father and her family? I raised a professional liar, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, Mike got an interview with him on his new whatever it is and venture with this whatever the hell this bullshit new further to the right acquiring television stations across the what is it called, something broadcasting that's more, they're hiring Gorka and all these other idiots, Sinclair Broadcasting.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, gobbling up TV stations across the country to reach 130 million people.
We want the fascist microphone here.
No, not true about the Moose Turd Cafe here.
Hey, no, hey, everybody, come on in and enjoy. I'm sure that...
Hey, get yourself a plutonium pancake. That's what they're going to feed, you know. That's the only thing that... That's my only concern here, I mean, about Mueller's pressure tactics, okay, that I know he's going to try to use, is that, okay, you know, they may overwhelm...
Mr. Case.
What?
Hi.
Oh, Dr. Lecter, what's up, buddy?
Yes, you can have the plutonium pancake, but you're going to want to opt for the uranium syrup.
Yes. Whoa. Okay. Well, I'm concerned about people that may be thinking about ratting out on Vladimir, because some of them in the past have gotten a little plutonium, you know, sandwich.
Yes, or they've fallen off a roof.
Yeah. So, I mean, just bad things. Luigi, what your friend Vinny Two Toes?
Whoa!
Oh, sorry, man. I used the wrong name.
Hey, listen, K-Saray. Bad things happen to good people. It's a shame. It's a real freaking shame. You know, sometimes people fall down steps. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Yeah, right.
Occasionally. Doesn't necessarily mean that Putin himself ordered the hit.
No, it doesn't mean that. No, that
you want to hit me, I'm going to come back and hit you, is what I'm saying. All
that
right?
Stick in your femoral artery is just an accident.
Hey, Tommy, stop the freaking car! I got to go.
Oh, okay, you got to take care of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, see, that's my concern. You've just perfectly defined the one thing that I think that Mueller may be afraid of. You know, like Manafort may want to talk, but he's afraid of the plutonium sandwich. You know, I don't know.
Well, right now he's certainly he's under house arrest. So.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot he can do right now.
He liked hanging around the enclaves of the super wealthy. I saw that in the paper. I got to find out, where are those enclaves? That's a great thing. I'm an enclave of the super wealthy, and I got to go last night, you know? What did you do? Well, you know, I cleaned the toilet there.
You gotta get up in the rim there. You gotta, you know, you gotta scrub that rim because there's backsplash. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I served the dim sum.
Somebody who has clean toilets.
I served a platter.
To do it, you gotta scrub the rim. I'm just saying.
Yes, you do. I served a platter of dim sum to the guests.
Wear your mask and your gloves. I'm just saying, it's important.
Gloves. Right. That's right. You know.
It's crucial.
I was the doofus. They told me to serve the salad undressed, and I thought what they meant, and then, you know, they fired me. You know, whatever. But.
Well, suffice to say, there was a lot of pictures being taken. And, you know,
that's an old. Isn't that?
Like, what's that?
Isn't that an old Stan Laurel joke? Really, I think maybe.
It could very well be.
You know, where they told him, Ollie tells him to go serve the salad, or the boss tells him to serve the salad undressed, you know.
This is another fine mess you've gotten me into.
That's right. at the end, that was always...
Yeah, well, you got to add that, man. I think that might have been one of my first original impressions.
Oh, Oliver Hardy? Oh, and Stan, Now, my dad just... My father loved the hell out of them. My father just loved the hell out of those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he could watch the same skit, you know, five times and laugh, just belly laugh through all of them, you know, so...
My mother and father weren't big. My dad thought Laurel and Hardy were... fun. He enjoyed some of the Three Stooges, but some of it was just my mother didn't like it because it was too violent.
My dad hated the Three Stooges. He couldn't stand the Three Stooges. If I was watching it,
don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, you two doofuses.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite was I really glammed on to Abbott and Costello. It was my
really. Yeah. I didn't get to see them. I don't. They weren't on except on the nighttime shows, you know. And my
Adam and Costello were on the weekends. All their movies. That's what you know. Their movie.
The movies, right?
You know. Go ahead, order anything you want.
My thing was submarine movies, man. That's what I wanted to watch. Submarine movies. You know. It's part of the 200-pound.
Really?
You know, well, there's the 200-pound, and then there's the 200-million-pound suppository, you know? Okay. The rush to action.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of suppositories, I think that this Mueller investigation is exposing worst of the worst in terms of the Clinton administration. And I think we should revisit this uranium contract.
Yes.
I think we should also talk about the emails again. I think that's a real problem for the Clintons, and I think they should lock her up.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm on my way to sit on my suppository. Goodbye.
So long, Rush. Another Rush to Excellence message. Thanks, man. Well, you know, boy, Jesus, you know. Zoot's allures, you know.
Zoot's allures! Zoot's allures production!
Yeah, from the Moose Land.
Hey, by the way, everybody, we're coming up at the top of the hour, 7 a.m. here on November 1st.
Hey, we're going to have at 8 o'clock today, we're going to have an interview with one of the local imams that...
I read that blogger post.
So that's going to be kind of cool. You know, we'll see.
I would also pitch that you change a little bit of your distribution of the results of our Moose Turd Cafe and send it to... Share Blue, Media Matters, and Daily Coast. Those
okay, why don't you send me? Can you just send me an email on that or a message?
Yeah, of course.
Because I forget everything, man. It's like a sieve here.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like I pour, you know, the pasta out into the strainer, and somehow nothing's left. You know, I mean,
Someone has stolen my noodles.
Exactly.
My noodle has been confiscated.
I know.
How dare you, sir?
Speaking of, freshly emptied brain pans, I don't know what Dr. Lecter is cooking up here. There we go. I thought we'd get the governor.
Hold on a second. Hold on now.
Governor Jim Injustice.
That's a terrible thing to say. I'm calling on behalf of the good people of West by God, Virginia. They know fake news when they hear it, and that's what you're all about, Mr. Casey.
You are.
Fake news, because you know and I know I done did it. That's what I'm talking about.
I got tough.
I done did it. Hold on a second.
Man, you know, you're like Moses.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Here it goes.
On this other leg.
I wish this was the real thing, because then we could get rid of Jim Justice.
It's too early.
Oh, he went to sleep on us. I see. Well, you know... The governor has have a we've filled the governor basically with about 300 or 400 pounds of lard, and it just sits there. And the Republicans looked at it and said, "Look, it's a pile of lard. You know, we could use that." And he said, "Well, yeah."
Don't feel bad for him. Feel bad for his golf cart. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if you were on a submarine. And you had a choice.
We live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Yeah, I know. But if you're on a submarine and you were shelving, you know, the most important components of the food stuff, you're the cook. All right? Kind of like the Moose Turd Cafe problem we have here. But and you had to choose between coffee and lard as the most used ingredient. What would you choose?
Really? I can't answer that.
How about a big steaming cup of lard in the morning? We can serve that here at the cafe.
The moose turd slips down the back of your throat.
That's much better, yes. So we maybe have a new half lard, half coffee. I don't know.
But, you know, there you go.
Right.
Call Starbucks.
Where's my cream? We don't have cream here, sir. We have lard.
Sell that all over, you know, half lard, half coffee.
Where'd you get the lard? Well, every morning, you know, Dr. Lecter shaves some off of Governor Injustice. And, you know, it renders it down and adds it to your coffee.
And the scary thing is the governor doesn't even notice.
Yeah, that's right. He's got plenty to spare. Oh, man. He doesn't know that Dr. Lecter rented his hotel over under a whole bunch of assumed names. And there's nobody in there but him.
Yes. Just moving from hotel room to hotel room.
That's right. He's just, you know, redecorating the Greenbrier.
Oh, my goodness. I'm pretty sure the New Orleans Saints money did that.
Really?
Yeah, because they've had training camp there for the last 4 years.
Oh, really?
5 years. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even
come up every,
you know,
every summer and have their training camp.
The things that I don't know.
So, because the temperature is not quite as hot as it is down towards, you know, I think they were at TCU at one point, and it was just too damn hot.
Hey, speaking of bureaucratic logic.
Okay.
I want to explain what happened to the MARC train leaving Martinsburg this morning. Normally, the train is supposed to get there at 5:24 into Harper's Ferry, and it leaves Martinsburg and makes one stop in Duffield. It's on the way.
Right. I know. My wife took the train for years.
So I look at my little MARC train map. We get down there about, 5:10 after 5. And I look at my little MARC train map, and I'm looking at the, I says, looks to me like the train has not left Martinsburg yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carol gets out and goes over and, you know, talks to the, sees the little marquee there and comes back and says, well, okay, so it looks like that train might be delayed, and we're going to catch the next train, which is at 5:50. Which is why I sent you my little note.
Five what? Say that again?
5:50. 5:50 something
5:50.
Is the second train.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and I see, yeah, sure enough, there goes the bright red marker on the MARC train that was supposed to be there originally. And and I see the second train headed toward Duffield's at the appropriate time. And then the train toward Duffield's completely disappears from the map. Blip. 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 Okay? And then Carol, someone comes up to one of the riders that Carol goes with all the time, says, look, turns out that the second train is going to whiz through here and not stop. And we're going to a rate for the late original train, which will then whiz through Duffield's and not stop.
That's nice.
Now, what possible scenario could inspire such confusion? I don't know. Anyway, I just the things that various I think when we get the dictatorship, you think it'll get better? The trains will run on time while we're sending off you know, undesirable people to camps, you know, where they can be subjected to significant vetting.
You have your choice. You can either make iPhones or Nikes. It's up to you.
Hey, I have a new definition of extreme vetting, which I would like to apply. Right. If you're a fascist, you can live in a little island out here in the middle of the ocean that has what we call the ultimate survival of the fittest game going on.
Okay.
All of you can just hang out there, and you'll be treated as well as, if not better, than Puerto Rico.
Right, it's a new game of Survivor.
Right, and so this is going to be the new Guantanamo for billionaires and their horses' asses supporters, okay? Where they will all be sent to live. And, you know, they will they be given any aid? No. No.
Yes.
They no, will no. They will have to live.
They're looking to the end of their own hand.
Well, they will have to organize themselves to survive or not. And, you know, I think that would be a great, you know, just example of, you know, how karma could come back and kick some people in the butt. I do. You know, the whole thing
I'm going to mute you for about 2 minutes. So keep talking.
Whoa, gosh, I'm ready. So here we are. My mic's
got. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I can hear you.
It's not working.
Oh, your mute is not working? Were you going to do something noisy?
Yeah. It's. I'm not going to. I'll wait. It's not a big deal.
Okay. What? Okay. All right. Is the something going to happen to the dogs?
No.
Leave him alone, Mike. Leave that. No, don't do that to the dog.
The dog is. All three dogs are asleep.
Oh, okay.
What is going on in that twisted mind of yours?
I don't know. I read the news and it's driving me absolutely BLSHIT. It's just, I can't. I'm having a hard time, man. Dealing with it. Oh, excuse me. I almost lost it.
Too much, not enough, too much.
Yes.
Not enough, too much.
Yeah, right. Anyway. By the way, we got no trick-or-treaters last night.
We haven't had any trick-or-treaters in this neighborhood in years because all of them go downtown to the Shepherdstown thing.
Well, we used to get them at the place across from the medical center. We know the house we moved, you know, over there. I used to get them all every time. We used to sometimes 15, sometimes one time almost 30 kids.
Yeah, one young lady, I was in line at the Rite Aid. And a lady behind me, we kind of struck up a conversation, just waiting in line, and she, I guess, lives over near Kearneysville in like a planned community, and she said they're just inundated with,
yeah,
you know, they get like 20 to 25 kids,
right?
Because there's nothing but, it's kind of like my brother's neighborhood down in Culpeper is a planned community, and there's children everywhere.
We got somebody the night before Halloween. I got one. That was the one that was dressed as a slug. The kid.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, it was cute. It was very cute.
That is cute.
You know, and it had a little antenna, you know, and you know, it was like the kids all love this thing called slime mold. They think that's so cool to come out and take a bunch of slime and put it on you. That I noticed that my grandchildren think that's just funny as hell. Okay, but I personally don't like. I tell them I don't like slime
all over Grandpa.
Yeah, I tell them I don't like. But anyway, that's what I was reminded of by this costume. You know, of a slug. I thought it was really that was pretty funny.
And currently now the slug is contemplating running for office.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Why not? You know,
which would be a better alternative.
We have bunch of jackasses that are now elected to the county. So,
they don't care.
You know, I mean, that's okay. You know, things are gonna shift. I predict that things are gonna shift here. Hey, you've been reading Dr. Ray Smock's. Do you see Ray Smock's stuff?
When I have a chance to, I always try to catch up with what Ray's writing. But I also Quinnipiac had just 2 days ago had Northern up 17 points in Virginia.
Oh, really? Because I keep reading other places that it's friggin' close.
Yeah, and then there's the other ones that have come out and said it's 6, you know, 5, and I just don't know. I don't know what to believe because I just don't know that people are being completely honest. I was listening to Kojo Namdi about the race the state race, I guess, for the local state house out of Prince William County in the Manassas area for their representative, and there is a transgender female running, and the right has decided to call her a him. That's the ugliness of that race. And as I was listening, a young lady called in who identified herself as a lifelong Republican who had been involved, her family, in Republican politics for 4 generations. And she called to tell Kojo that her and her husband that morning had re-registered as Democrats.
Okay, that's a good sign. If that's an anecdotal, but
yeah, I know. It's probably a small sample size, but one of the things the Democratic operative in the state of Virginia was saying is, you know, what she's getting is a larger percentage of independents that have groups in rural areas of Virginia they've never seen that before. They have groups very much like our indivisible, vigilance group here in Jefferson County.
Well, I think it's clear. See, here's the thing. Okay, I think it's clear that, you know, in terms of just basic sentiment, that the country is turning against Trump. Okay, by a significant
his poll numbers dropped again
by a significant margin. Yeah. But okay. But the problem is that there's a, what happens when a minority clique, and really, and in this case, I want you to think about Trump not just as himself, but as a thing that's been created by the Republican Party's politics.
I don't think about him as just.
Okay.
I don't. I never do.
All right. And so, you know, you have this clique that now has been exposed, okay, as being representing a minority in the country, but they are ruling every section of the government, just about. Okay?
Sure.
And so what do historically groups like that, you know, do not, they don't give up power.
No.
And, you know, if you throw democratic principles in their face, they'll figure out a way to move through it or around it or over it or under it or whatever.
Right.
Okay?
I don't know if you saw the Facebook post that Ron Hollander put up originally. I mean, it was from somewhere else, but Ron posted it. And it showed the tax percentage of reported revenues against what that company's paying in taxes, percentage-wise, and wow, it's a real mind bender.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah.
In terms of, you know, like Walmart making, you know, $700 billion and, you
know, oh God, it's just
paying 12% or something.
Yeah.
9%.
Yeah.
You know, just it continues to be this, you know, ravenous, salivating thing for them to continue to cut taxes, and you can't, if you're going to cut taxes, the bottom line is, whether you like this or not, you cannot provide services. You cannot provide services at the level that is required, especially in an aging population in a difficult environment, where that aging population doesn't necessarily have much success in terms of trying to find a job. There are no jobs programs per se. There were some, and I do give the previous administration some credit for talking about pushing for more, but they got nothing but their throats slit when they talked about it. This was a plan that was a bipartisan plan at one point.
Yeah, there's no such thing anymore.
You even had Lindsey Graham in South Carolina talking about how he would be interested in that, and then he came out and said no.
Yeah. No.
You know, like he often does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he's at. I mean, he's flirting with Trump all the time. I don't know what that, to what purpose.
I don't think he knows where he's at. I really...
It could be, yeah. He doesn't know where he's at, but yeah, he's. I don't get it. I don't understand his politics, basically. So
it seems to be appeasement, just like everybody else in GOP. Just appeasement politics. As long as they get their tax cuts, they don't give a shit anything else. I don't care.
Well, I guess I don't know. It's just like uh-oh, Andrew Weissman, legal pit bull. I like the sound of that. Brings decades of experience prosecuting mafia heads and white collar, I think that's appropriate to this situation, and white collar crime to Robert S. Mueller's investigations, and he's supposed to be good at getting them to start talking.
I told you about that guy already.
Yeah, maybe you did. Okay, then that's who you were talking about. I hadn't linked it with the story I just read. Okay, buddy. Now, here they go. You told me about it already. I mean, there's a lot of things you've told me about, okay? There's things you told me today.
Mr. Case, this is Richard Painter.
Lifelong
Republican.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right.
Moron.
Mr. Case, what's going on right now is ridiculous. It turned out to treason. It's ridiculous. People in the Republican Party should stand up and fight this nonsense.
Have you considered joining the Communist Party?
This is absolutely not. That's insulting. As a Christian man and as a Republican, I am offended.
If you're a Republican, you're a jackass.
That is unfortunate that you would say that, Mr. Case.
Well, I mean, you might not have been a jackass 10 years ago, but I mean, now it's not possible. If you're going to be a Republican and continue to support this bill, you're a jackass and a liar.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the best way for us to move forward is for the Democrats to take the House.
Well, I agree with you there.
I am a lifelong Republican. However, I will be supporting the Democrats. Good day, sir.
Thank you, pal. You know, I was going to get nasty with him, and then all of a sudden I figured he was going to say something that I agreed with, and I was happy. But you know, I'm feeling this way that if you're running as a Republican now in this environment, you're a jackass.
Mm.
You know, you're a fraud too. I mean, automatically. I mean, even if you had no intention, if you didn't know that you were a jackass, you know, in other words, you thought you were an ordinary human being.
Well,
you know, but you're not. No, you're going to be forced. You're going to be turned into Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Let's go back.
That's what's going to happen to you.
Let's go back to what you said earlier in the podcast, shall we? When someone says, I'm running as a Republican, we should all go,
why run? Why just, you know, go to the store and buy it?
Yeah, that's they hate that.
You're running as a Republican? Oh, my God. You know.
They absolutely hate that. That is not something. And by the way, hold on a second. I got to bring somebody else on here to make some commentary. Hey! Hey, everybody, it's me.
It's Harry.
Harry. Hey, by the way, the Dodgers ended up beating the Astros last night to tie up the series. 3 games apiece. This one's going to 7. I told you it was going to go to 7.
Did
nobody
you?
Believed me because I'm drunk and dead.
That's right. And the dead speak again. Lord. Yes, it's going to be an exciting game. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, one more game tonight. I don't know if I'm going to. I've been doing some reading and doing some writing and doing some research on about 5 or 6 different things that I've been focused on. And it's very difficult for me to pull myself away from that. I check in on the game every once in a while, and I was just honestly, I was just exhausted last night. I going down to Culpeper, coming in, working, and then coming back up, and then turn around, getting up early, and just hustle, and then I probably will have to go back down to Culpeper sometime, either tomorrow morning or over the weekend. I'm not sure which. So just trying to help out my brother.
Regards to your family. You know, Moose Turd Cafe. Don't pick up any of our food. You know, they probably.
Yeah. I try to encourage my brother to listen, but he doesn't. You know, he doesn't need to listen to me. He can hear me on the phone. He's like,
Why do I
need to listen to you when I can just call?
I know, man.
Good point.
I know, man.
I try to encourage people to just you know, click on it and share it. That's all they have to do. You know, the more shares and clicks we get, the better off we are. You know, the more ground we cover. Now, it remains to be seen whether our listener base grows, but honestly, selfishly, I feel sometimes like we're just doing this for us.
So,
I mean, it's a form of venting. That really, really helps. I mean, I didn't think it would as much as it has, but boy, oh boy, when we don't do it, I miss it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you, man. Yeah.
You know, if you can tolerate the really shitty impressions done by Mike Diesel, sometimes it's worth it just to tune in to hear the news.
Did you know that Mr. Manafort spent over almost $900,000 between 2008 and 2014 at a single clothing store in New York?
Yes. Yes. He also bought a lot of rugs, too.
Whew.
He was apparently laundering money through a rug store.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, give me a suit. Give me a $5,000 suit. I need one. Give me a no. Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is like,
It just stinks. The whole thing stinks. It's awful. It is an awful display of self-aggrandizing, selfishness, evil, manipulation, and lies. So, but enough about the House of Cards. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
About the loss of your TV show, Kevin Spacey. Good luck getting a job.
Yeah, he's finished, I think, now.
Oh.
I read his statement, and I'm going to tell you, it didn't pop out at me as the worst statement around, but still.
It still wasn't. You know, he really, really, it didn't feel real sincere. It just didn't. It just didn't feel sincere. I don't know that, I do know some things about some folks who have worked on that production in Maryland. And let's put it this way. Rather than saying anything specific, I'll just say this. None of the people that I spoke to had anything nice to say about that man. Nothing.
Okay.
He was very, very difficult to deal with. Let's put it that way. So, it's unfortunate. I guess people get that way.
Well, I mean, he's, A-list actor, isn't he? Pretty much.
He was. He
yeah.
was.
I mean, he was probably pulling down millions of dollars per film.
Pretty soon, it's going to be...
I hope he puts some money away.
Hi, I'm Kevin Spacey for Reverse Mortgages.
And he may not even get that.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm Kevin Spacey here with Bill Swift. Talk about this new sealant coating for your outdoors.
Yeah, I don't know. I it's hard to figure in some ways.
Hey, look,
I mean,
look, all I'm saying is some jobs just opened up in acting.
Yeah, right. Somebody else's turn, you know. But
that's awful. That is awful.
But I mean, you know, you get these the Harvey Weinstein and these. I mean, now it's proliferating everywhere. It's like it's a very interesting phenomenon.
To a certain extent, John, it's good to get these people.
It is good. Oh, it's good.
Get rid of these guys. You know, that's a good thing because it certainly makes it a lot more comfortable for women to work, to produce, to get to. It's difficult enough to get up and go to work every day and produce. To have those additional things in your life is tragic and unfortunate, and it should not be that way. So I look at it as the more the playing field gets leveled, the better off we all are.
Yeah.
So
it turns out that the Papadopoulos guilty plea is a thing that is making the Washington completely consumed by the scandal now, because they didn't expect that. They expected something, but they didn't expect that. You know. So.
Well, they knew it was probably going to be Manafort and quite possibly Flynn. Obviously, it wasn't Flynn. It was, you know, Manafort and Gates was the first thing that came up. But then when the news broke of Papadopoulos, just, you know, it. He's been a songbird. I don't even know the guy. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he came from. Okay. Lots of people tell me. Some people say.
Lots of people tell me that this guy, John Case, goes on the internet under some moose turd radio nonsense, and it's horrible, it's awful, it's liberal, it's fake news.
Thanks for the publicity there, you know, Prez. Okay, well, I think we'll get some more listeners now. Thank you. You know, I appreciate that.
Vice President Mike Pence. Here.
I have to put that in the blog post as one that the that Vice really Vice President
Vice
Pence
President,
too.
You liberals! Mother, I must start the car, Mother.
I have a nice, pretty girl to start the car for you, Vice President. Can you manage that?
I couldn't do that without my wife being present.
I see. Sure you could.
Look, you can get that gear.
The man from Iowa.
You young whippersnappers better stop this nonsense. You've been talking about the president. That's so negative that I'm offended.
You're a jerk. You know, why don't you go? Have you thought about going back to being a farmer?
I certainly am still a farmer. I'm in touch with the soil.
You're in touch with the soil. Well, that's for sure. Okay, that's for sure. Have you tried?
Then why don't you bury your freaking head in it?
Yes, that's right. Why don't you go try to build a two-holer outhouse instead of a single?
It's been fun.
What do you expect the missus to do? Wait for you?
it's been a whole hour, Mr. Case.
We're down there, man. God, we're at it. Oh,
we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, 7:30 a.m. on November 1st, your Wednesday. And it's the Moose Turd Cafe, hosted by the original Dusty Footed Philosopher, Mr. John Case, and his sometime sidekick, some guy named Mike.
Mike Diesel, man. All right, buddy. Thank you so much for calling in today. And, you know, by the way, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have one of the local imams call in. You know, that'd be kind of
By the way, I am searching very, very fast and furious for a attachment microphone for my PC.
Oh, do that. Yeah, that'll be fun, too.
Eventually,
you can sing, and then you can sing. Then you can sing. It'll come through fine.
Yes, and then everything will be perfect.
Perfection is.
And one more thing before I go.
Yes.
Remember, you cannot have moose turd pie without the turd.
Goodbye,
everybody.
A profound observation from Dr. Lecter. Take care of each other, everybody. It's late. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to pause here for a minute and get ready for the next round on the program here. Let's see if I can let me get my stuff stopped. Take care, everybody. This is the Moose Turd Cafe for the 1st of November. In 2017.